Welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where we don't just hear noise from the world. We tune into the sound of heaven. I am your host, Pastor Zach, and today's episode is called Grace Over Guilt. Let us pray. Father, we thank you now for delivering us from guilt and releasing us into grace. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in each of our lives. And we declare the best is yet to come. In Christ's name, amen. We're diving into a powerful story in John chapter 8, where Jesus doesn't just challenge the crowd, he changes the woman's life. And that same grace is still speaking today. You see, there's a story about a woman in John chapter 8. A woman is dragged out into public humiliation for being caught in the act of adultery. There was no trial, no process. Just exposure, shame, and judgment. But point one I want to bring to you on today is the crowd had rocks, but Jesus had mercy. Yes, he is a God of mercy. And in today's culture, public shaming is instant. Screenshots get posted before prayers are offered. Cancel culture cancels people before the cross can call them. But heaven doesn't pick up stones. Heaven reaches out in mercy. Heaven doesn't expose you to destroy you. It exposes you to heal you. I believe somebody today, you've been healed because you're hearing the words that Jesus loves you and he brought grace over guilt. Here's a challenge for you. Have you picked up a rock lately towards yourself or towards someone else? Jesus didn't just say to this woman that things are going to be right immediately. He didn't pretend that she didn't sin at all, but he also didn't leave her there. Point two is this: grace doesn't excuse the sin, it elevates the person. I feel that God wants to elevate you as you're listening to this podcast this morning. He's offered a new path. And the new path that God offered that woman who had sinned, who had committed adultery, who was guilty, he says, go and sin no more. We live in a time in which guilt is heavy and grace feels so foreign. From struggling with hidden addictions to walking through divorce, financial failure, or being labeled by our worst moments, many men and women feel stuck in what they did. Instead of rising into what they're becoming. I call you out today to rise to what God wants you to become. Declare after me, I'm becoming. I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. Say it again. I'm becoming. I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. This is the declaration I want you to make. The grace is not permission to stay the same. Grace is the power to change. And God is extending his grace over your guilt so that you will change. Remember the scripture, according to the Passion Translation Bible, John 8, verse 11. Then Jesus looked at her and said, I do not condemn you. Go, and from now on, be free from a life of sin. That same word he gives to you today, my brothers and sisters, go, and from now on, be free from a life of sin. When heaven speaks, it silences the accuser. Here's my point three and my final point. Heaven's verdict, no condemnation. God is not giving you condemnation, but he is giving you a commandment to go and sin no more. Romans 8:1 says, so now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation. That's your status today. Case is closed. There are believers walking around like defendants when heaven already declared they're free. Shame is a spiritual pandemic. But Jesus didn't come to make us feel guilty. He came to make us new. What voice are you listening to? Guilt or grace? What voice are you listening to? Sin or the Savior? The voice of people or the voice of the Savior? Pray this prayer with me today. Father, thank you that when you speak, it's not to condemn. It is to restore me. We silence every accusing voice, and we receive the grace of Jesus that sets us free. Today, we drop our own stones and walk forward in freedom, dignity, and truth. We're not who we were. We are who you say we are, in Jesus' name. If today's episode spoke to you, I want you to share it with someone who needs to drop the weight of guilt and pick up the truth of grace. I want you to encourage someone else. As you are being discipled, go out and disciple someone else. Until next time, keep listening, because when heaven speaks, everything changes. I'm Pastor Zach. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you do need prayer, email us, mylotva@gmail.com. Again, mylotva@gmail.com. Until the next time, many blessings be upon you.